Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you and praise you and thank you because you are the King of the universe. You're the mighty God, the God that inspired the writing of the Word of God, which you have magnified in Psalms 138:2, even above your names. What a glorious thing to know that the Word of God is the most true and powerful and awesome thing in the world, and that whatever we read in that book, we can take it to the bank. Lord, we praise you and thank you because you are the mighty King and you stand behind your word, you and all of heaven with all of your angelic hosts. Today, Lord, as the word goes out, may you bless it to the people and may people gain knowledge and understanding about who you are and the things that happen, what the problem is with them. Now, Lord, reveal the truth to people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Today we're going to have another great and awesome testimony. I have a wonderful young man. He's a preacher, a pastor of a small church down close to Evant, but he's not been a pastor in many years. He was at first a school teacher, and he taught in school for several years, and then he got over into management or behavioral management schools because they became, as you, many people that go to school today, children as well as adults, know that there are some children that just, you cannot manage them. You know, they're violent, and most people don't have a clue what's wrong with these children. But this young pastor now has become a pastor, and he has before learned about these things in school and reading the Word of God. And as he learned these things, he learned how to minister to these children, get these children set free. And today, I've got Ricky Smith with me again today, and he's going to tell us another awesome story about one of these young men, about 15, 16 years old, and what happened to him and how he got this young man set free. Ricky, it's good to have you on the set again today.
Well, thank you, Thurman. My purpose is just to, tell what the Lord has revealed to me. And the one I want to tell you about today is, as I began studying the Word and meditating, I began to find the Lord revealing many times the behaviors and the actions of Satan, you know, his trickeries, his schemes, as Paul talks about, and began to make me aware of these things. And one of the things that happened was I had a young man that had just come into our system, and we were outside at a activity, and during the activity he became violent, aggressive. I think that the other students were just making fun of him, and he was going to assault one of the students, and they had set him out, and they called me to come out to help intervene. And as I went out there to deal with him, he became even more aggressive, and he was assuring us that it wasn't over with. So to keep down any fights, we began to take him back and separate him from the population of the other students. And as we got him isolated, he became violent. Two men taking him, myself and another man, and he began to assault and tried to assault two full-grown men. And with this became into a physical struggle. And to make it short, this young man went into, after we got him subdued and under control, he just went quiet, went still. We finally was able to turn him loose and release him. And as he got released, he became real lethargic. He was out of it. And then he just laid out on his back and just as if he was dead. And he convinced everybody else that was there watching that he was dead. And the Lord began to reveal, the first thing he revealed to me was, and this was the first real, you know, spirit that I had ever dealt with, that he was looking, he was face up, looking right into a set of fluorescent lights, but his pupils were wide open. Now, you know, looking at the light, that was not normal. So I began looking and studying and listening to the Lord. Lord, what's going on here? And he began to have me just study this young man. And the only thing moving was his teeth had just a slight gap in between them where his mouth was slightly open. And his tongue was just protruding like, oh, maybe an eighth of an inch through his teeth and was wiggling. Other than that, there was no movement in his body at all. He was absolutely still. To the outward eye, without looking at tongue, you'd have thought he was dead. And I began talking to him. I stepped over and looked at him, began calling his name. I'll just use my name. I began calling, Ricky, can you hear me? And he didn't respond. And finally, the Lord just says, and I didn't know how to cast out demons or anything else. I just began preaching salvation to this young man. I just walked around and said, what can you tell me, Ricky, about the Holy Spirit? When I said that, his eyes cut quickly back towards me. I was over his left shoulder where he couldn't even see me. His eyes whipped over me as if you had pulled a gun on him. And I began realizing right then I knew I was dealing with these things the Lord had been making me aware of. And so I began speaking to him. And what I did was I just basically just began teaching him salvation. And that body got up. I'll say the spirit, but the body got up and began crawling. It went into a fetal position. It went and crawled over in a corner. Me talking to him the whole time about how much Jesus loved him, died on the cross for him. He crawled up in a corner, tried to hide his face, tried to tuck his head between his knees, anything to get away from me. Finally, this spirit went away from this young man. It didn't leave, but it went away. And the young man wakes up and begins looking at me and then began looking around the room. And I said, Ricky? And he looked back at me, and I knew I was talking to him then. I said, are you okay? Okay. And he says, where am I? And I said, what was the last thing that you remember happened? He said, well, I was outside. And I said, okay, you're inside now. And he said, well, why am I in here? And I said, well, you know, you was mad at another kid. And I said, are you okay? And he says, well, I don't remember anything. Sometimes I black out. And I said, what do you mean sometimes you black out? Have you had this happen to you before? And he said, yeah. He said, did I hurt anybody? And I said, no. And, you know, you tried, but you didn't. And I said, are you okay? He says, yeah, I'm okay. He says, sometimes I've hurt people when I black out. So I began to reveal to me what power was there. And as I began talking to him, I said, Ricky, let me tell you something. You've got a serious problem. And you need to know that Jesus loves you. And if you'll ask him to forgive you for anything you've ever done wrong and ask him to come into your life and change you, I said, you won't be blacking out. You won't be going through these things. And about that time, we had another disruption take place, which tells me now today that Satan did not want me leading that boy to the Lord. He did not want that boy saved because he was very useful at his, because a boy wouldn't do nothing but get bigger and stronger.
Now, you say you had another disruption. Does that mean this demon in this boy manifest again and something just happened? Is that what you mean when you make that statement?
No, it was with a whole other student. You know, the devil used somebody else to draw me away from him, but I didn't leave him until I got salvation taught to him. When I taught him about salvation, I taught him the prayer of salvation. Then he was okay. I left him. Somebody else was there to watch him, and I had to go deal with another behavior problem. So I look back at now, I know that the devil was trying to draw me away from him so that he would not learn about salvation. Well, that young man, that day ended. The next day, the young man came back to school, and as he come back, he was different. It was just totally something different about him. He was a little happier. He was a little more open to talk, not so reserved. And so I just felt like there was something different about him. So I said, Ricky, I said, are you okay today? He said, yeah. And he was working on the computer. And I began watching what he was doing. And this young man was calling up on this computer program little artistic type stuff, like little certificates. And one of the things he called up that got my attention was it was a certificate of on the outline of this computer screen, and he made it out to be a certificate of death. And so I watched this, and in there he typed up, the wages of sin are death. This is your certificate. And I looked at him and I said, Ricky, did you go home and pray that prayer last night? And he says, yes, I did. I said, are you saved? He says, yes, I am. And he realized, you know, the wages of sin was death. He realized that his sin was going to cause his downfall. And that boy got saved, and he was a whole different young man to deal with after that.
Now, the thing about it is, here you were casting a demon out of this young man, commanding this demon to leave, which transformed this young man's life. And just like 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4 says, that we are not 2 Corinthians 10, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4 says, if there's any lost on this earth, they're lost because the god of this world, which is Satan, has blinded their mind to the gospel. So any time a demon is in a young person like this, that means they will not be able to understand and hear the gospel until we take authority over those demons and drive those demons out in the name of Jesus. Then once we have driven these demons out and taken authority over them in the name of Jesus, then the person's eyes can be opened and they will hear and receive the precious word of God to get saved. Now then, once you told this young man how to do all this, then he went home that night and the Holy Spirit convicted him and a new soul came into the kingdom of God.
Yeah, and you know, I've had so many teachers that have so many deal with so many behavioral problems, kids, and they don't know what to do with them. They want to deal with them as a mental case, as a drug case, as a psychotic case, and if they would learn to look beyond what they see and hear, and listen with the eyes of their heart, and let the Lord reveal to them, you know. And if you don't have the boldness to say something like that, hopefully you're going to church. You have a relationship with your pastor, at least as good as you do with the Lord, and that you could go to your pastor and turn this child, his attention towards them, that, you know, that the pastor would hopefully be spiritually led enough that he could go and deal with the child. Because most teachers are worried about their job, because their jobs are their life is dependent on their job. And for me, my job was not my life. The Lord was my life. My job was whatever the Lord wants me to be. And if he wanted me to be in school, fine. If he didn't, he'd send me to wherever he wanted me to be. And that's where I wanted to be.
Praise the Lord Jesus. We just absolutely serve a mighty God, an awesome God, and he does such great and mighty things. If the whole world would come to know Jesus, even if the Christian church would just read God's word and learn about Jesus and learn about what we can do in the name of Jesus and learn about this demon, Satan and his demons, we could do great and mighty things in the world. We could go out there, we could preach the word of God, we could cast out demons, we could heal the sick, we could do all kinds of wonderful things. All it takes is believing God's mighty word. He is an awesome God, and the only place you can learn about the spiritual world is in the Word of God. And of course, you really want to read the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and on, because when you read that, that's where you learn about all these wicked spirits and what they do for you. Praise the Lord. Come to the end of another day. Give us a call for tapes of these series, 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you audio and video tapes. I'd like to invite you to our church on Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4, the Living Savior Church. We meet at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Go up Interstate 35E to Walnut Hill, turn right, go east on Walnut Hill 4 block to Shady Trail, turn right. We're about 300 yards down on the right. We start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. Come expecting the Lord to do a miracle in your life. Praise the Lord.